Welcome to Burnside at Home for Sunday, the 30th of October. We're continuing our series in Revelation, and today we are meeting around the Lord's table. So we're going to Revelation chapter 19, and we're going to find out about the wedding supper of the Lamb, which is a great feast that we will eat with Jesus Christ in his return. But in the meantime, we eat this feast with him until he returns. In Revelation 19, verses 6 to 8, we read, "Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear." So let's give thanks today as we come to the Lord's table and as we think about this wedding feast of the Lamb. So let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we come to your table, Lord, to eat and drink with you, to remember what you have done, and to look forward to your return, Lord, when we can unite with you as a bride beautifully prepared for her bridegroom, and be united with you for all eternity. Lord, we look forward to the wedding supper of the Lamb. But today, Lord, we look forward to this opportunity to eat and drink with you around your table, and therefore we worship you. Lord, we pray that you would guide us and lead us and help us in all that we do, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to read from Revelation 19, and we're going to read verses 1 to 10. So let's hear God's word together. And as we join the passage, Babylon has just been destroyed, and therefore God's people are rejoicing. "After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. For true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants.' And again they shouted, 'Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever.' The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, 'Amen, Hallelujah.' Then a voice from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants, you who fear him, both great and small.' Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, 'Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, 'Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.' And he added, 'These are the true words of God.' At this I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'Don't do that. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus.'" Amen. And we pray that God will bless this reading of his word today. Sometimes, you know, whenever it comes to communion, when it comes to sitting around the Lord's table together, we can view this as the main event in our Christian lives. After all, we put a lot of preparation into getting here this morning. Before coming to the table for the first time, probably attended classes, we were admitted into membership of the church. It used to be a lot of activity to prepare for a Presbyterian communion. From a man's point of view, a white shirt was ironed and worn with a soot. Shoes were given an extra polish the night before. Spiritually, we have all been preparing all week in readiness for this service. And there's a sense that we have done it all when we rise from the table and leave the church building this morning. But there is another sense that today at this table is part of the preparation process. Today, as we eat and we drink around the table, we are in preparation for the ultimate meal that will come when Jesus returns. We read earlier about that meal from Revelation. The Apostle John was given a preview of what will take place at the wedding supper of the Lamb. And therefore, as we eat today, we look forward to the meal that is to come when we will join with all who have trusted in Jesus for salvation. I know sometimes Revelation can be a little bit confusing as we try to sort out what is happening in this book. So to give you a quick summary of what is taking place here, when Jesus calls us, we repent of our sin and we accept the forgiveness that he offers us through the sacrifice that he made, shedding his blood on the cross. That is why we come to the table today and remember his death and give thanks for his salvation. When we trust in Jesus Christ for our salvation, we then become members of the church, and the church is described in Scripture as the bride of Christ. And a bride exists with the expectation of marriage, and Scripture points to the day when the church will be united with Christ at the wedding supper of the Lamb. That's what we read about in Revelation 19. When Jesus returns, we will be united with him in marriage, never to be parted. And this wedding is described later on in Revelation, in chapter 21, as we enter into the new heaven and the new earth. And this is what we're preparing for around this table today. In Revelation 21, we read, where John is given a vision once again. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." I wonder, did you notice that the passage we read from chapter 19 begins with rejoicing? And there's also a little clue as to what the rejoicing is about. John tells us, "After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.'" See, it begins with those two little words, "after this." And that sends us back to the previous chapter. What is it after? And there we find the destruction of Babylon. Babylon represents everything that is evil in the world, going right back to the beginning of Genesis, to the Tower of Babel and the desire of people to make a name for themselves. Babylon has been described as a prostitute sitting on a beast. This language is not used lightly in the Bible. It's trying to get across to us just how dangerous and seductive the ways of this world are. And then, as Jesus returns, finally, Babylon is destroyed. The angel picks up a huge boulder and throws it into the sea to represent the final destruction of Babylon. And the people of God, the bride of Christ, they rejoice. Hallelujah is called out not just once, but three times in verse 1 and verse 3 and verse 6. The believers are rejoicing because they see that it has all been worthwhile. they have resisted the seductions of Babylon. They've kept themselves pure. They've pledged their allegiance to the Lamb. They have patiently endured. And now they cry out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And that is what we should cry at this table today. It is worth it. Because Jesus has the victory. Hallelujah. He is returning. Hallelujah. We are patiently enduring until he comes back. Hallelujah. And John sees what is happening in heaven. Do you remember that throne room that we first read about in chapter 4? Well, we're right back there again. The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God who was seated on the throne. And they cried, Amen. Hallelujah. Why the rejoicing? Well, Satan has been destroyed. Babylon has perished. The Lamb is on the throne. The wedding is about to take place and we are clothed in righteousness. Hallelujah. For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. And fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. And this is what we look forward to today. As we gather around this table, we realize that our righteous acts are like filthy rags. But we accept the righteousness of Jesus Christ and therefore we're dressed ready for the return of Christ. If the clouds were to part this very moment, we'd be ready to go with him if we have already trusted in him. If we've trusted in Jesus, then there is a special blessing. John received the invitation and he is told to write it down so that it can be extended to all who know Christ. We read in verse 9, Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God. So today, as we're about to come to the table, we ask, Am I invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb? John could hardly cope with all that was happening around him, and he turned to the angel. At this, I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, Don't do that. I'm a fellow servant with you and with your brothers and sisters who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. So as we come to the table today, let us worship God. Let us say these three hallelujahs. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready. Let's bow together in prayer. Lord God Almighty, we say hallelujah today as we come to this table. And Lord, as we eat and drink, we enjoy this moment of holy communion with you. But Lord, this is not enough for us today. We long for the feast that is to come, the wedding supper of the Lamb. And we pray, Lord, that when you return, we might be part of your church, the bride prepared, ready for you, the bridegroom. And we pray that we be united with you for all eternity. So Lord, we bring our prayers to you this day. And we ask that as we come to your table, you would speak to us, you would meet with us, and your name would be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.